wants to break bad news to someone, but maybe it'll go better if we're here the entire time. It's John, Jay, and Rich breaking bad news.
John, Jay, and Rich, time to break bad news. This is where we deliver bad news. But because you're doing it with us on the air, it's easier to deliver. It's easier to take. So I know Peyton's been talking to Dalton. Right, let's say hi to Dalton. Dalton, hello.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, good. Peyton, what's the rundown on Dalton?
Yeah, so Dalton has some bad news to break to his son. And I think things are starting to get a little bit better in their relationship. But I don't think he wants to ruin it, which is why he's coming to us to help him out.
Bad news to your son. Yikes.
Yeah. You know, I have some bad news for my son, Harrison, and I'm not really sure how he will take it either.
How old is your son?
He's 21.
Oh, okay.
Is it that you are a serial killer?
Dexter?
Yes, yes. I've killed off many boxes of cereal. I have.
Dad jokes. But, I love it. No.
Yeah. It's not that, but, we have gotten pretty close, especially this last year. And, we've had our issues, over the years, of course, like all, parents and children. But now I think things are kind of going okay. We're in a good place. I just don't want to mess this up, but there's just some things he needs to know and he's going through, and because he's graduating college.
You have to tell him this news. This isn't news you could just sit on. This is news that he doesn't ever, you can just never tell him this. You have to tell him this news.
Well, I've been holding it back for a couple of weeks now, but yeah, I do have to tell him because graduation's coming up.
Okay. Is he familiar with our show, I hope?
We talk about, he's the one that actually introduced me to you guys. So
good.
It's been great.
Okay, good. Good. It'll be easier to take the news in if he listens to the show. All right. So
yes.
Dalton.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
So here's what we'll do. You chill. We'll get him on the phone, set him up a little bit, explain the whole thing. Hopefully he already knows about breaking bad news. Then we'll patch you through. And then we have the bad news sealed in an envelope. So you'll pick one of us to read the bad news to him. All right. So we'll do that next. You'll pick who's going to read the bad news, and then we'll get him on the phone, and you can tell him the bad news.
All right.
All right?
Sure, I can do that. Yeah.
All right. Breaking bad news continues next with John, Jay, and Rich.
John, Jay, and Rich.
John, Jay, and Rich. We're in the middle of breaking bad news. We got father and son bad news. You got Dalton wants to deliver some bad news to his son, who's 21 and about to graduate. That's a tough one.
Yeah.
I remember I got bad news from my parents right when I was going in to take the SAT.
Oh.
That's tough.
I know, and I don't know why. I couldn't focus anyway, but I blame my horrible SAT score on the phone call I made right before.
Yeah.
Well, wait, so Dalton, is your son Harrison going to be more hurt by this or more angry at you?
Well, it could be both, but because it's a very family personal thing. So,
I've been watching this show on Netflix called Our Father. Are you going to tell him you're not his dad?
Oh my God.
No, I'm not going to tell him that.
Okay.
I'm not going to tell him that I'm not his dad, but I am definitely his father, and because he's kind of got my stubbornness, so it's going to be maybe a couple of rams, button horns here for a second. I don't know. I hope not.
Okay. Well, the bad news is sealed in an envelope, correct? So who are you going to pick to read the news? You've got Rich, you got Peyton, you got Kyle, you got me, John Jay. Who do you want to read the news to your son?
Well, I thought about this, and actually, John Jay, I know that you, from listening to the show, you have three sons, and I thought, you know what, I'm going to go with you because of that. You've got sons, and you might understand this a little deeper than maybe the others. Not that anyone's not capable.
Well, just generally speaking, when it comes to family and emotions, I'm usually the one that is a lot deeper, and people.
Really?
Yeah, I have a different level.
I'd like to see that sometime. Uh-huh.
You know what emotions are?
Mm-hmm. And my kids wake up every day to bad news. So, so I totally get you, Dalton.
It's a good choice.
Not a problem. May I have said envelope?
Oh my gosh.
Just ripped it.
He just ripped it in half.
He ripped the whole thing.
Hopefully I'll be able to read it.
He broke the bad news.
On the phone yet.
You've broken the bad news.
I know. I hope that I can read it.
Okay, we're calling now. Everybody hold on.
I should do that in school all the time. Hey, can I borrow a piece of paper? They hand me a paper and I just rip it.
So rude.
Hello?
Hi, is this Harrison?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Harrison. My name's Peyton, and I'm with the John Jane Rich Show. We just wanted to have you hop on air with us really quickly, if that's okay with you.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
Harrison, we have some news we want to deliver to you, and we want to do it on the radio with your pops.
Okay.
If you listen to our show, maybe you know we have a segment called Breaking Bad News. Your dad has some bad news he needs to tell you, and so we're going to bring up your dad real quick so you two can chat before we tell you the bad news. But go ahead. Dalton, you say hey to your boy.
Hey, son. How you doing?
What's going on?
Just wanted to call you and give you some information about a little event coming up soon.
Oh, okay. So, Harrison, your dad picked me to read you the bad news. It's in an envelope. It's sealed. I kind of ripped it ahead of time just trying to be funny, but it looks like I might have really ruined it. So I'm going to try to read the bad news to you the best I can. So whenever you're ready, Harrison, I'll read you the bad news.
Yeah, sure. Go for it.
All right, hold on.
He used to piece it back together like a puzzle.
My bad. Hold on a second. Chortle.
Uh-huh. Oh. The other half.
A little complicated. Oh, it's like a puzzle. Okay. I know that this year has been hard on you, and I know it has been hard on our relationship. I need you to know that I love you, and you are my number one priority always. We talked the other day about your graduation, how I really didn't want to go because of your mom. But I know you want me there, so I will be there, but I'm also bringing Martha with me.
Who's Martha?
Martha is my girlfriend. You know, we've been dating now for a couple of months.
Hold on. So you cheated on my f***ing mom, and now you think it's okay to bring your girlfriend to my graduation? Have you lost your mind?
No, I haven't lost my mind. And just calm down just for a second, please. Harrison, I want Martha to be a part of your life and for us to all be a cohesive unit moving forward from here, because you know you and your mom, you know.
Okay, listen. Nobody.
What?
No, I promise you. I promise you, I will never speak a word to her. Not gonna happen. I forgive you about mom and stuff because you're my dad, and there's stuff that I don't know about. Fine, but clearly, you've lost the plot because you're delusional if you think you're going to bring her to my graduation. What makes you even think that I'd be okay with this? Like, how does that even cross your mind?
Because you're a smart, forgiving, sensitive guy. And I know that you understand this.
But why would you bring her like right next to mom? Like, this isn't about my graduation. It's about you.
Well, we're not going to sit with mom. You know, we'll be.
You have to. They're all
or,
in the line.
Look, can you?
You know, don't
try to
you
work
know,
with me.
No, don't. You don't worry about it. Don't worry about graduation. Don't worry about it. I don't want you there. I don't want the nonsense. I don't want the drama. If you're going to bring her, I don't want it.
Harrison, come on. You're being so narrow-minded about this.
You want to prance your whole around in front of my mom at my graduation.
All right, come on.
That's okay.
It doesn't have to get nasty like that. You don't have to use that language.
It sure does have to get nasty if you think it's going to happen at my graduation.
Martha has, look, don't disparage her. She has nothing to do with what happened with me and your mom and all of it.
Dad, Dad, don't. Just don't. No. It's not happening. Don't bring her. You can come, but if you even think about bringing her, I don't want you there.
So, Dalton, why do you have to bring Martha?
Well, because, you know, we're a couple, and I don't want to go. She wants to go. She wants to meet him.
Oh, and P.S., guys, just for context, if you haven't known, he left my mom like 2 months ago.
Oh, so this is fresh. Fresh.
Oh, this is the same woman that he left my mother for that he wants to bring to my graduation. I'm sorry. I'm cursing on your show.
Well, a little context for Dad. Like, so I've been divorced for a while, and there was no funny business going on. Like, you know, like I've been divorced for a while before I started dating. But even just going out and introducing your kids to a new person is a big deal, and you kind of want to pick moments that aren't so momentous, like a graduation.
Well,
you want to pick
Harrison's moment. It's not. Yeah, you know, it shouldn't be about that.
So it's got. You got to pick moments where it's laid back. It's. It makes sense, and if the wound is still fresh, then you got to probably chill on that.
I understand that. My thinking, though, was that in a moment, you know, in a graduation, there's so many people there and distractions, and, you know, you don't really get a time to stand and have a banded conversation about anything. I thought that would be great. There's other people around. He's got a lot of people, you know, happy with him, and I thought, well, this is a good way to sort of just be part of the crowd rather than a one-on-one situation.
I understand where Dalton's coming from, and I get how graduation can be so crazy. There's so much going on and so many moving parts. Do I think that this is the best option? No, I don't, but I get where you're coming from.
I mean, at some point, you're going to have to do all those events, and you have to see your ex and all that, but this is so new. You should just go. Now you know where your son is, and it's really his day. Even though you probably paid for his college, you still want him to
go without her.
Yeah. I just think that's not.
I would be so mad at my dad.
No way. Yeah, you just can't. Mm-hmm. You just can't do it.
Yeah, Harrison's bigger than me, because if I found out that my dad cheated on my mom, I probably would never talk to him ever again. So he's big enough person to still have a relationship with you. You don't want to strain that.
I have a totally different take on all this. Is like, you've got Dalton, the dad, Harrison, the son, and then I'm stuck on the name Martha. Mm. You know what I mean? It's just like everyone sounds like they're in a soap opera, and then Martha. It just doesn't.
Wouldn't Martha be maybe a good villain name?
I just feel like there'd be more of a glamorous name. I don't know. I just feel like if I was to scroll through the cast of All My Children, mm-hmm. or Guiding
like
Light.
Mercedes or something.
Mercedes, Selena, a very sexy name.
But
you know,
Martha
could
be.
I'm bringing Mercedes to the graduation. Yeah, that flows.
Yeah, you know, like, oh, wow, oh, God. This is my mistress, Mercedes.
It's like, that's what
this
you're
is
focusing
Martha,
on.
Martha. Right.
We'll take
like,
Porsche.
Martha, bring Martha. Fine. Martha. Bring her in a walker.
No.
And she got the little tennis balls on the walker?
No. Stop.
She's going to miss her programs to go to that graduation.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I want to see this smoking hot Martha.
Also, like, what? How is that what you...
That's what I'm stuck on.
That's what... Like, why is that what you're stuck on?
I couldn't get past anything after Martha. I don't know what happened.
She wants to bring a covered dish to the graduation.
Yeah, that's exactly what I see her.
Oh, my God.
There's some cool Marthas out there, like Martha Stewart.
She's 90.
Yeah, but she's cool. Okay. She smokes weed.
Don't matter. She's 90.
She's cool.
No.
That's it. Martha Washington, married to George Washington. That's what I'm saying. Martha and the Vangelis.
Leave Martha alone.
That's what I'm saying. I can't. Somebody send me an Instagram account to a smoking hot Martha. Show me. So I wouldn't worry about it, Harrison. Go ahead, bring her.
I think it still bothers him.
Still the principal.
Yeah, 2 months ago. That's real new.
It didn't just start 2 months ago, but I mean the divorce and all that's been in the works for about a year or so. So anyway.
Still.
So anyway, Dalton, we asked you to really consider your son's feelings. In fact, in the envelope when I opened it up, you said you're my first priority. You're my number one priority. If that's true, then you should really think about he doesn't want you to bring Martha.
Yeah. Well, I may have to rethink that and mm-hmm. cross that bridge with Martha.
I don't want to meet her. I don't want anything to do with her. Do your thing, have your little midlife crisis, whatever the hell you want to do, but just don't do it at my graduation, whatever.
Okay.
Please,
all right.
Just
well,
don't do that.
You know, just, look, if that's the way you feel, that's great. And, you know, can I come by myself?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I want you there. I just don't want it to cause bullshit.
All right, you guys. Thanks for going on the air with us. I think you can work this out.
Well, hey, thank you so much.
Yeah, maybe go to an early, early dinner. Martha's probably got to be back at the home by 4:30.
Stop it. Stop
it. Then go to graduation. All right, that's Breaking Bad News. John Jane Rich.